It's 9 at night, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason drives quickly to the home of Mrs. Barclay. As you know, Mrs. Barclay's daughter, Suzanne, has disappeared, and Perry Mason must find the girl in order to learn the identity of a mysterious man called Gus. Well, as you also know, Gus is August Jansen, key member of JT's crime syndicate. And at this very moment, in the office of the nightclub headquarters of the syndicate, August Jansen watches Gordy Weber frown importantly, flick ashes from his expensive cigar, and say again,
"Yeah, Gus, you did me a favor tonight. I'm not going to forget it. Not that I couldn't have handled it myself, you understand. Where are you going?"
"Lock the door. JT's going to come through the private entrance any second."
"Oh.
JT wouldn't like it if somebody walked in here and saw him."
"Yeah, say, pal, speaking of JT, we don't mention what happened tonight, huh?"
We've been all over that."
"Be careful what you say, huh?"
"I'll be very careful."
JT's coming in now. "Hiya, JT."
"Gordy, August."
"Say, I was
that
just...
That door locked."
"Huh? Oh, yeah. I told Gus to lock it. Sit down, JT."
"No. I just left the garage. That delivery of cars will start arriving at midnight. An hour ago, I had a meeting with the big fella. We can't afford trouble tonight."
"Well, what's the beef, JT? You come in here like you expected to find trouble. Look, boss, just relax and leave it to me. Anything should happen, me and my boy here will take care of it."
"Yes. Stand beside him, August."
"Like I was saying, JT..."
"I'm speaking to August. You hear me, August?"
"Yes, sir."
If there are any difficulties, I want to be informed immediately."
"Well, I'll let you know if anything
happens." "Gordon likes to hide things."
"I understand, JT."
"Furthermore, I'm relying on you to stop Gordon. Makes a rash move. If he won't listen to you, tell me."
"Wait a minute, JT. You're telling this guy to walk behind me?"
"No, not exactly. And don't argue. August will take orders from you, but August is a valuable man in an emergency. Consult him, Gordy."
"What can go wrong, JT?"
"I mean to find out. I was informed that... in a moment. First, you've called a meeting of unit managers?"
Yeah, 2:00. JT, what makes you think I can't handle anything? Catch that, Gus. It's the house phone."
"Yes. When? Where is he now?" "No, do it this way."
"Wait, what's going on? Give me that."
"Let him alone. Go ahead.
Do it like this. Ease him out of the bar. You take him in the hall behind the main floor. Take him in the little room next to the office. Stand him in front of the light and get this. Do it smooth. There's Andre. There's a kid called Pat Dooley here."
"Kid?"
"Just a punk. But he's one of the pickup drivers."
"Why, that no... Andre taking him in the next room?"
"Yes. Wait, Gordy."
"Wait, nothing. I'm going to teach that guy not to stick his face in here."
"Gordy!"
"Let him go, August."
"All right, you punk. I'm going to teach you."
Hey, cut it out, will you? Cut it out!
Just one way to handle a punk like that."
"Yeah, you let him see you?"
Nah. Light was in his eyes when I hit him the first time."
"Did he say anything?"
"Not when I got through with him."
"Let me speak to Andre. Quick."
"Hey, listen, don't go giving orders before I tell
be
you...
Be quiet."
"Andre, how'd you get wise to the kid?" "Huh? Good. He doesn't know this is headquarters. He was following his unit manager. Pete's his manager. Pete spotted the kid and tipped Andre."
"Pete was careless."
"The kid's okay. We'll just ship him out of town to be safe. But Pete knows the setup."
"Yes.
Pete's here in the club. JT?"
"Yes. You do it."
"Yes."
"Hey, what's going on? Hey, Gus, what are you all of a sudden grinning about, huh?"
"Give me Andre."
"August is smiling because he's about to do something he does very well."
"Andre? Gus?"
"He likes doing what he is about
tell
to
Pete
do.
Tell Pete to get his car out of the garage. Tell him I'll meet him. And tell Junior to get my car and follow us. No, Andre, nothing wrong. Just tell Pete I want to talk to him, that's all. This won't take long, JT."
"Gus."
"Yes?"
"Tell Pete goodbye for us, huh?"
"I'll be sure to. See you shortly, J.T.
Now, it's sometime later, as in the home of Mrs. Barclay.
I apologize for disturbing you tonight, Mr. Mason. I debated telling you what happened.
Well, what did happen?
I hesitate even now.
Did you hear from Suzanne?
Not exactly, my dear.
Well, what did happen, Mrs. Barclay?
Something strange and frightening. Will you come into Suzanne's room with me?
Yes, of course.
Forgive me, my dear. I'll take your wrap.
Oh, that's right. I'll just carry it.
This is my daughter's room. I left the lamp on.
Something happened in here?
Yes.
Oh, you've left all her things?
Yes, just as it was when Suzanne went away. I kept hoping she'd come back. But today I started putting her things away. You see, I was losing hope, Mr. Mason. Mr. Mason, do you think I'm a sane woman?
Certainly.
Please believe me. I've never believed in clairvoyance or telepathy. I've just never believed in it. But I had a psychic experience tonight. At least I can't explain it any other way.
Well, now tell us what happened.
Well, I hadn't come into this room for many days. This evening, I came in and started to put things away. I went to Suzanne's desk.
Mm-hmm. Now, show us exactly what you did.
Oh, all right. I went to her desk and put her pen in the drawer. There was stationery lying on the desk as if she were going to write a letter. I put it away. And then I took the picture.
This?
Yes. It was a snapshot of Suzanne and her dog. Sue had it enlarged and framed, and she kept it on her desk. She was very fond of it. The picture reminded me that I had to send a check to the veterinarian. He's keeping the dog until Suzanne returns. And then I don't know why, I looked at the picture. Picked it up and went to that chair like this.
You sat here, holding the picture?
Yes, and looking at it. And thinking how happy she was when it was taken. Then suddenly it happened. I couldn't see the picture. But I could see her face. Just as if she were looking at me and speaking to me. She did speak. She said, Mother. Mother, I'm afraid. And I cried out, What's happened, darling? Where are you? Are you ill? And she answered. She said, No, I'm all right. My hand is all healed. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid of Gus. Gus is looking for me. Help me, Mother. Help.
And then?
That's all. Mr. Mason. She's in danger.
Well, now, wait, Mrs. Barclay. That's a very comfortable chair. You have been under a strain. You could have fallen asleep and had a realistic dream.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose it could have been. Oh, and I hope so. Maybe she isn't afraid. Maybe.
Well, of course that's what it was, a dream. You're worried about her, and you know about Gus, so you put them both together and...
Oh, I'm sure you're right, my dear. But I wonder what she meant about her hand.
What?
In my dream, she said her hand was all healed. What did she mean?
Well, the night she disappeared, she injured her hand. Mr. Wallace knew that.
My brother knew.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Parker.
No one told me. I didn't know. Not until I had my dream. It was true, Mr. Mason. Everything I dreamed was true.
Strange, unexplainable things have happened. Mrs. Barclay's frightening dream could be coincidence, or it could be extrasensory perception. But coincidence or not, the dream was true. Suzanne Barclay in hiding is in danger as deadly as the danger Pete is in. And because of the same man, August Jansen. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you? It's...